Lima, United 9, Fosco, Piero Red.
Madison, an ion pulse engine uses charged particles like molecules or atoms to blow out the back end of the engine.
Secure ISS. This is Lima, United 9, Fosco, Piero Red, over.
You will enable us to go to Mars very fast. Over.
ISS, this is Lima, United 9, Fosco, Piero Red, over.
Hi, Alex. First of all, it's important to get a good education. In particular, science and math are very important. Secondly, take care of your body and stay in good health. Fitness is important for NASA. And lastly,
Secure ISS, this is Lima, United 9, Fosco, Piero Red, over.
In our solar system, if there's no life there, then we'll have to look to other solar systems. Over. Spacewalk where two of my friends went out. When they came back in, they had big, big smiles on their faces. Over.
Hi, Trevor. I think the lowest orbit is probably about 120.
That satellite would not stay in orbit for very long. It would soon re-enter Earth's atmosphere. So 120 miles is probably the lowest we could consider for short duration. Over. Hi, Justin. Yes, this is the best job. I have an interest in science, technology, and math, and I can't imagine anything else I'd rather be doing. Over. Morning, Chris. No, it is not difficult to sleep in space. Every night when I go to bed, I'm asleep within 5 or 10 minutes. Weightlessness is the best waterbed in the world. Over. Hi, Bobby. That's a very good question. Usually I consider where my feet are as down. So my feet could be on the ceiling, on the walls, or the floor, but for me, that is down. Over. Hi, Keith. Yes, we do get to eat real food, but only when the space shuttle has arrived or a Progress cargo vehicle has arrived. Those vehicles bring fresh food to us. We fridge or a freezer on board to keep food for a long time. Over. Yes, I was a boy. Boy Scout about 40 years ago. The merit badge that had the most fun was swimming and camping. Over. Hi, Alex. We cannot toss the garbage out the door. That's impossible. But every once in a while, a Russian cargo vehicle called Progress visits us. Just before it departs, we load it with our garbage and close the hatch. Over. Hi, Ian. When I was your age, I watched the Apollo astronauts, who were the first astronauts to go to the moon. Their job thrilled me, and I decided if I ever had the chance, I'd like to become an astronaut. Over. Hi, Tommy. I like a lot of video games, but I guess the ones that I enjoy the most are space-related. I have a shuttle landing video game at home, which is very challenging, and I like to practice that one. Over. Hi, Trevor. That's a very good question. The answer is yes, but we've only been hit by micrometeoroids, meaning very, very, very small pieces of matter or particles in space. This happens every week up here, and the station structure is strong enough to withstand them. However, if we ever get hit by a big meteoroid, something the size of a grapefruit or bigger, then we could be run into a problem. We practice emergency procedures. International Space Station, November Alpha 1, Sierra, go ahead.